Hardcore campaigning is nothing new to Chicagoans, and today they did some serious politicking in Denmark. That's where the International Olympic Committee is meeting to decide who will host the 2016 Summer Games. American sports stars and First Lady Michelle Obama are there. And late tonight, President Obama will arrive for Chicago's final sprint, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Copenhagen.
Denmark's ultra-modern opera house sits on an island in the center of Copenhagen. That's where Olympic officials and celebrities gather tonight for the IOC's opening ceremonies, joining Denmark's Queen Margrethe, who had arrived by boat. The Queen said she was keenly aware that this Olympic competition had awakened excitement all around the world. The hopes are indeed high, as are the stakes, as this lengthy Olympics campaign of four cities, Madrid, Tokyo, Rio de Janeiro, and Chicago, nears its end.
Chicago?
2016!
Chicago?
2016!
Earlier today, U.S. Paralympic and Olympic athletes, including track star Jackie Joyner-Kersee, dressed in matching blue tracksuits and mingled with IOC members. At their last group press conference to support Chicago's bid, basketball great David Robinson said the effort is bigger than Chicago or the United States.
This is about the honor of hosting the world. And this is about giving a platform for every athlete and every story to be told.
For Paralympian Linda Mastandrea, it was hard to believe that a defining moment in Chicago's effort is so near.
3.5 years ago, it felt like it would never come. And here we are. We are on the cusp of being able to bring something so amazing to the kids in the city of Chicago, around the United States, and around the world.
And the athletes weren't the only ones lobbying. Plenty of influential people here have been working the IOC crowd as hard as any Chicago precinct captain during a tough political fight. Talk show host Oprah Winfrey has been chatting with IOC members and posing for photographs. First Lady Michelle Obama met with IOC members behind closed doors. And tomorrow she and the president will press Chicago's case one last time before the IOC. In fact, all the bid cities have heads of state lobbying on their behalf. Earlier today, at the Brazilian delegation's hotel, a ballroom quickly filled with reporters who had come to hear President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva root for Rio de Janeiro. Many consider Brazil and Chicago to be the top contenders for the Olympics prize. Lula has said throughout that it's time for the Games to come to South America, which has never hosted an Olympics.
Nós queremos dizer ao mundo, sabe, que nós podemos.
Lula ended his remarks by using a very familiar American campaign slogan. Here's the translation.
We want to overcome and show the world that we, yes, we can do it. And this coming from the American mouth, that's very beautiful. But we never said that because in Brazil, we were accustomed to say, we cannot do it because we are poor countries, we can't do it. No, this time we're thinking and looking towards the world and say, yes, we can. And we will do it and organize these Olympic Games. Thank you very much.
No word yet on whether the yes, we can theme will be a part of Brazil's presentation tomorrow, as both Presidents Obama and Lula address the IOC. Meanwhile, Tokyo, which hosted the Games in 1964, will have Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama on hand for tomorrow's presentation. He'll pitch Tokyo's bid as a festival in the heart of the city. Madrid has the backing of the still very powerful former IOC president Juan Antonio Samaranch. He and Spain's King Juan Carlos support the plan to turn the bulk of the Olympic Village after the Games into affordable housing. The IOC will begin hearing each of the four cities' final presentations in the morning. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Copenhagen.